It's a night we have lived for. And it's a night we will all never forget. Off and running on this Thursday morning, it is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. And look, we're on until 5. You can't go to bed. How are you going to sleep after that? The Knicks are one win away from an NBA championship after a win in Game 4 of the NBA Finals. It has to be the greatest win that most of us have ever seen. And it has to be the greatest play in Knicks history. I don't know, the first year that the Knicks came into existence. They've been in existence for what, 70, 80 years, whatever it is. The play that OG Anunoby made. The hand of God coming down for, and out of nowhere for a tip-in with 1.2 seconds remaining. Giving the Knicks a one-point lead, a lead that would be the difference. 107 to 106. And I got to be honest with you. I was nervous the entire comeback. And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to need your help tonight at 888-808-1019 because so much happened in such a short period of time. And the comeback, like there was no, I don't even know when the comeback started. Too much happened. I don't even know when the comeback started. I'm watching the game. I'm all ticked off. I'm yelling at the officials. This is bogus and that's bogus. And all of a sudden, the Knicks are chipping away. And then all of a sudden, it's down to 15. And then it's down to 10. And it just seemed like it came out of nowhere. Kind of like OG Anunoby, who came out of nowhere to rescue the Knicks. So I'm going to need your help tonight. I know it's my job as the sports talk radio host to be able to give you analysis and thoughts. It's all a blur, but it's all bedlam. It's all hysteria. It's the most unbelievable feeling in the world. The Knicks are one win away from an NBA championship. On a night where they trail by 29 points, the greatest comeback in NBA Finals history, the second greatest comeback in NBA playoff history, a night where it felt like going into a Game 4 after what we watched in Game 3, it felt like Game 4 could very well decide the series, right? Knicks win and they were up 3-1. Spurs win, it's 2-2 after winning the first two in San Antonio, now heading back to San Antonio. And the league and the officials and the Spurs and all that nonsense. But just when it seemed like hope was lost, the Knicks delivered again. Oh my God, what a performance. What a win. And that game ended, and I basically had to get in the car and drive. The fact I wasn't driving 150 miles an hour to get to the radio, that is incredible restraint on my part. The fact that I'm not running the streets right now with the shirt ripped off and incredible restraint on my part. But in the history of my Knick fandom that goes back to basically 1985, if you aren't old enough to remember the championship years, tonight was your championship moment. Now, it's not done yet. It's 3-1, and this has been a very competitive series. The Knicks have two wins by a single point. I'm not going to tell you the series is over. I'm not going to tell you the Knicks are already champions. They still have to seal the deal. But they now have three chances to do it. And this moment, that moment by OG Anunoby, and not just the tip-in, the block on the other side of De'Aaron Fox, and what the hell was he doing? One of the all-time bonehead plays. And, you know, the Spurs are a very young team. If that was one of the young guys who made that mistake, it would still be inexcusable, but you could kind of understand it because they're young guys, their first, second-year guys. They're in their early 20s. De'Aaron Fox is supposed to be the veteran. For him to have that brain fart, and there's no other way to describe it, getting caught up in the moment, it goes down as one of the biggest blunders. The enemy at that point for the Spurs, up one, is the clock. That's the enemy, not the score. You've got the lead. But for OG Anunoby to come in there and block that shot, and then for it to come back the other way, for Jalen Brunson, who hit so many big shots in the comeback, for his three, which I thought wasn't exactly the greatest shots in the world, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because OG Anunoby comes through again. A brilliant performance from start to finish on both ends of the court and the finishing touch. And I mean, I've said before, if the Knicks win this, you got to build a statue for Jalen Brunson. You can already see what the statue is for OG Anunoby. I think there was a play in soccer, the hand of God or something like that. That's what that play was, the hand of OG Anunoby. And now I am required to call my firstborn son OG Anunoby, which is awkward because he's 18 years old and he's already got a name. But I'm going to have to change. We haven't spoken about it yet, but that's something for another time. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. So look, this night is about you. If you're at the game, if you watch the game, you're not going to bed. There's no way you could sleep after watching. I felt like going outside and ripping a tree right out of the ground. I felt like it was a Rocky movie. Outside of my kid being born, this is the greatest night in the history of my life. Oh, my God, what a win, what a performance. And I think Jerry Seinfeld's face kind of encapsulated what we were all thinking. What did we just watch? How did that just happen? But it happened. And for Knicks fans, it is well-deserved. You have fought the Spurs. You have fought the officials. You have fought the league. And the Knicks are one win away. Absolutely incredible. Beyond words, but we'll find the words over these next 3 hours. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's get some phone calls in right off the bat, man. Because I got to be honest, it's almost like a blur. It's almost like a good kind of, you know, like if your car crash happens and it happens like kind of in slow motion, but it's almost like an out-of-body experience. That was what that was. It was an out-of-body experience. Let's start it off with Tony's in Manhattan. He was at the game. Tony, what's going on, my man?
Thanks for taking my call, Gordon. I was at the game, and I have to say that I've never experienced anything quite like that. It's the greatest sports experience of my life, and I've been to some great games. I've seen the Yankees clinch World Series. I was at Shea Stadium when the Mets beat the Red Sox in Game 7. I was at Giant Stadium when they beat the Vikings 41-0. There's nothing that compares to this win, and for me, OG is the MVP. He's the MVP. Brunson started the comeback. Alvarado made a one of those bouncy threes that dropped in. That was a big one that cut it back down to 15, I think. But we survived a couple of miscues, too. And as much as I love Brunson, he had a couple of real bad turnovers there towards
Absolutely.
The end of the game there.
Absolutely. It was not always perfect. Absolutely.
No. And Josh Hart, you know, missing that layup.
Yep.
And got
the box out
and
as had well.
Didn't get the box out there and got that foul. But we survived that. All that gets washed away because
Absolutely.
OG.
Yep.
Because of OG.
Yep.
So, you know, and for me right now, he's got to be the MVP. I mean, just on that play alone.
Well, look, that play.
I mean, he's got 33. Well,
yeah.
That.
33, the defense. Absolutely. All
right,
the threes.
The defense. He was 7-for-9 from 3-point. I mean, 7-for-9.
Yeah.
10-for-15 from the field. I mean, you know, the shooting, and that was from the beginning to end. So he was the most consistent player for the Knicks tonight.
Absolutely. Look, if we're saying that the series is over right now, I would agree with you. OG, that play, that tip-in. Think about what Knick fans who are old enough to remember the 73 team and remember the championship teams, when they talk about, and they can rattle, even now, 50 years later, they can rattle off the guys like it was yesterday, right? Just rattle off the names that are the guys that were on the team. You will, for however long OG Anunoby is alive on this planet, that play will be brought up to him. Everybody who is a Knick fan will remember that play. It's almost impossible for any other team in this town to recreate that kind of moment because it's been so long since the Knicks won, and they've been down for most of the Knick fans' lives. It's been a bad experience as a Knick fan. Tonight made up for it, man. Tonight made up for it. And now they got one more game. So I would agree with you. If we were deciding it right now, OG, MVP, but they got to get one more win. You know, like, I know that people will put this up against this play and that play. To me, this is a play that happens along the way. The iconic moments that happen along the way. Derek Jeter's flip play, right? That wasn't in the World Series. That was against the A's in the first round of the playoffs, but it was a major play. It's a play everybody will always remember. Stephon Matteau, the goal by the Rangers when they were going for the cup. That didn't happen in the final. That happened in the Eastern Conference final. Mets game 6. The Bill Buckner, that didn't win the World Series, but it happened along the way. That's the OG play. So, I don't know. Maybe OG's going to have another amazing game in Game 5, which is on, what is that, Saturday night? But I'm just basking in this moment right now as a Knick fan. And Knick fans, this is a moment you will be talking about for the next 50 years. You know, people from 50 years ago remember plays of the Knicks championship. You will remember these plays. These are your plays. Because now the Knicks are one win away from an NBA title. It's unbelievable. Bobby's on Long Island. Bobby, next up on the Fan.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, Bobby. What you got, pal?
I'll give you a good timeline. You'll appreciate this. So last Wednesday, I'm at the watch party at the Garden, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won the game. I'm in the bedlam outside the Garden. I said, you know what? Let me book a ticket. Got a flight. That was 8 hours later. Flew down to San Antonio. Was at the game Friday night. Saw that bedlam.
888-808-1019. Now look, the dump button is going to be rather important tonight. Because at the end of the day, this is a very emotional night. We might have to get a second dump button in. Okay, by Saturday, we might have to get a second dump. We might have to get a third dump. This might be a three-dumper type of situation. These are emotional times. I understand. I don't think he meant to. Bobby, give us a call back another day. Maybe after the Knicks clinch. Not right now. Got to cool down a little bit. But these are emotional times, man. These are emotional times. I absolutely get it. And to watch that happen in real time, it both felt like it took forever, but it also felt like it was sped up. It was an out-of-body experience watching that play. Absolutely incredible. And OG Anunoby, boy. You know, when he went down with the hamstring injury and with the, oh boy, you know, the roller coaster the Knicks have had here as they've built this up, and now they are on the cusp. They are on the cusp of an NBA title. Something that I think for a lot of us as Knicks fans at times probably didn't think would ever be possible. And now here we're sitting on the cusp of it. After what has to be the greatest play, even Mike Brown said, has to be the greatest play in Knick history. That's how great a play it was. And one that we will hear, we will see for the rest of our lives. And Knick fans will never forget it. Let's go out to Jan is in Yonkers. Jan, next up on the Fan. That rhymes.
Oh, hi. I love your show.
Thank you, Jan.
I'm 72 years old. I've been waiting 53 years. Oh, my goodness. I was at a watch party. I don't know if you ever heard of... I live in Yonkers, New York. I don't know if you ever heard of Ridge Hill.
Have I ever
what? In Yonkers?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
It's a very beautiful area in mm-hmm. Yonkers. Really classy, beautiful area. They had a watch party out there tonight mm-hmm. that I attended with my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The place, I'm going to be honest with you, the first half, we were really quiet.
Right.
There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I'd say about maybe 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it didn't look good at all. And when I saw the halftime score, all of us did, down 27, I said to myself, you know, maybe this is not our night. They're punching us in the face, and we're just not punching back. Okay? But guess what? There were people that left, Knicks fans that left. I had my Knicks shirt on, so did my friend. I wasn't going to leave. Lose, win, whatever. I stayed. We stayed. And the people that left, there were more people that came in, okay? And more people came in. And when we started making our comeback in the second half, people were screaming. I don't really actually have a throat left.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I hear you.
My throat is sore. I did some gargling. But I cannot explain the feeling of watching that second half. What transpired? I fell on the floor and I felt kind of dizzy, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I guess I was screaming so much
and
so loud.
And you lose your breath, right?
Yeah. For a moment, I didn't know what was going on. And my friend says to me, Jan, are you all right? And then another fellow came over and said, Miss, are you okay? I said, I think so. Okay. They helped me get back to my chair, and I couldn't talk. Everybody was screaming, jumping up and down. When that shot went in by OG, after Jalen missed,
mm-hmm.
I'm still in a state of shock.
I hear, Jan, I understand it. It's one of those moments that we will always, you know, we're kind of lucky in New York that we got all these teams. We got multiple teams in every sport and hockey. We got the three teams. And you'd like to think that you get these moments all the time, but it doesn't have the impact if you get them all the time. You know, part of this is that it's taken so long. Part of the feeling of the success and the joy and the ecstasy that you feel is the long road that you took to get there. You know, you can't have a moment like that, as great and as historic a night like that, you can't have those all the time. You only get a few. It's like a Bronx Tale, you only get three great ones. I don't know if you only get three great ones in sports, but that was one of them. For Knicks fans, that's number one. Like, I don't know what the top five plays are in Knicks history. I know what I don't have to worry about. Number one, two through five, we can argue about, but number one, we now know what that is, and it is the name OG Anunoby. Absolutely incredible, and just that entire comeback, the way the Knicks were able to chip away, and it didn't feel like you were going to get there, even when it got down to 15 from 29. You know, I hear Mike Breen doing the call. You know, he's, oh, it's out of it. All right, Mike, don't try to suck me in. I'm ticked off. I'm mad. I can't go to those watch parties. If things turn wrong, I get myself in trouble. Start arguing with people. Get out of my face. I'm better off in the basement by myself. I need to be locked away so that I could just work things out on my own. But then it was 10. And then it was single digits. And then it felt like it was four. And then it felt like it was one. I don't even know if it was. It couldn't have gone from 10 to 4. I understand that, but that's how it feels like in my mind. And ESPN is apparently doing a shortened replay of the game at 4 a.m. So if you want to tape it so you can kind of put the pieces, oh, right, that's what happened, and this is what happened. I feel like I almost need that at this point to kind of put the pieces back together of what the hell we just watched. But what we watched is the Knicks moving to within one win of an NBA title. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Just getting started. Plenty of phone calls. We'll get into some other big performances by the Knicks in that game last night. Also, got to hit on the Spurs a little bit too. Got to point a couple of things out there. And Victor Wembanyama. Oh, boy. What a legacy. We'll get into that as well. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on a Thursday morning, I think it is. I don't even know where the hell I am, but it's Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis right here on The Fan.